Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our weekly update on what has been happening around the RNIB and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. As Matt is currently away, Vivian Francis, RNIB's Chief Social Change Officer, is sitting in for Matt this week. Hello, Vivian, and thank you for joining me today.
Hi there, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Vivian, I thought we would start with news that M&S have just released some greeting cards and also, I think, the first ever Braille gift card, which is obviously showing that innovation is helping to make social change around sight loss. So this is a sort of really exciting news.
It is exciting, and I think that our corporate partners have such a key role to play in creating social change. And what on the surface looks like a small innovation actually could have quite a seismic impact. So it's just really showing that they're committed to inclusion, helping blind and partially sighted people just participate in the same ways as everybody else. So really pleased to see this. So they have put together, working with our innovation team, they've developed three greetings cards for different celebrations, but then they have put together the first Braille gift card as well. So that's quite an innovation and quite a first.
It's great to see that, and it's great for us as blind and partially sighted people to be able to walk into a store and to be able to find something that's accessible for us as well.
Absolutely. It's great to see a retailer putting their money where their mouth is in terms of a real commitment to inclusion and accessibility. And I hope that it starts to show the way for other retailers as well. So we've already seen Hallmark create a range of Braille greetings cards. They had one on Valentine's Day, which I thought was really neat. Again, just a way for people to get engaged in a sort of everyday ritual. If you're so inclined to get involved in Valentine's Day or you're romantically minded, then obviously it's a way for everyone to be included. And now M&S has followed suit. So you can see how you're starting to see whole sectors and industries taking note of what each other is doing and progressing from there. So, you know, it's great to see that sort of learning and commitment across whole sectors.
And it's also good to see how sort of connecting with media around various things like the railway ticket office closures at the moment and connecting with media has, I suppose, in another way, seen great social change around sort of access for blind and partially sighted people and transport. You know, so it's another way of how the RNIB has been helping to make change by connecting with the media.
That's right, yes. So my background is in media relations and had quite an exciting week a couple of weeks ago. I was taken right back to my press office roots in that the story around the proposed ticket office closure, so that's to close the majority of ticket offices in England and Glasgow Central, that story really took off. And that was at a national level, but also at a regional level as well, which is really important because that's where the consultation will play out. That's where decisions are being made by different trade companies. And then we saw that, so had almost 1,000 pieces of coverage, and I think that it really showed how powerful the media is to support us in really creating change by waking the population at a kind of mass level to the issues that people are facing. So that was really great to see. And then great to see the conversation move on to social media as well and become a bit more owned by blind and partially sighted people themselves. So a lot of them commenting on there and saying what a ticket office closure would mean for them. We worked with guide dogs and we were asking people to complete the sentence, "I need a ticket office so I can." And so lots of people are getting on there just saying, some people talking about planning journeys for leisure, but others saying they simply need to be able to get to work, and others saying that they find ticket machines really inaccessible and just having that fixed location where they know they can find somebody is really important to them. So across that whole piece, it was really great to see that play out across the media. And then, as I said, move on to social media and you see that conversation really happening.
And I think the campaign closes this coming Wednesday, the 26th of July. So if you haven't done so already, you can still add your comments and thoughts to helping to stop the closure of the railway ticket offices. I know we are sort of still in summer at the moment because August, we're not quite in August just yet, but we're still in summer. But we'll have the sort of round of the political party conferences coming up soon. What sort of plans does the RNIB have around the conferences?
So we're really ramping up our plans this year for the conferences in the run-up to an election. We obviously don't know exactly when that will be, but we want to be absolutely prepared. So we have looked at our priority asks. We have brought on board a new public affairs agency to support us in really getting in front of the right people and having the right conversations, making sure that our presence at the conferences is bold and memorable, and that we're drawing people to our stall, that we're represented at the different fringe events. So the plans are going really well so far. We're booked into all the different conferences. We're having a stall that it's basically a living room that shows how difficult everyday tasks, such as just making a cup of tea, are for blind and partially sighted people without rehab. And so that's going to be our core focus, that the rehab offering at the minute is not good enough and not enough people get it. So that's our conversation starter. Obviously, there's a lot sitting behind that as well. Lots of different policy areas that we want to have conversations on, but that's where we're going big. I'm really hoping that we can get into manifestos as they're being shaped for the next election.
Well, hopefully in the coming months, we'll be able to hear about some of the outcomes from the party political conferences in Matt's regular weekly updates. If you would like to find out information about life living with sight loss and would like to find some information and resources, there's a lot of information on the RNIB website, and that is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device and ask dear old lady A to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Vivian, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you. It's good fun.